So I've been studying a lot of yin yoga in the past week, and this is what I found. Fascia is a word, and it connects every ligament, bone, tendon throughout your body, which is incredible, isn't it? So we have one substance that basically is like a membraney sponge that is interconnected, that connects every single part of your body, including your organs, into one system, into one mesh. And this is called connected tissue in modern science, and also referred to as the fascial system. What we know is that the fascial system, which again is really where your ligaments, bones, joints, tendons are, stores thoughts, stores emotions, and stores events. That's what it does. And it also sends different signals across the body. So for example, when you stretch your left hand and you feel your right side moving, that's because your fascia is now being elasticated. So what yin yoga then allows us to do is to understand that not only are all of our body parts interrelated, but actually by moving any area of our body, we're actually working all of our fascial system. We're actually working all of our body by moving any part of our body. What yin yoga also helps us to understand is that that fascial system is what causes tightness and tension in your body. So if you are feeling like you've got neck ache, shoulder ache, back ache, wrist pain, knee pain, whatever it may be, that's because of your fascial system, your bones, your ligaments, your tendons, your joints. And it's about the way that energy is flowing through those meridians or across those connecting tissues, through the pathways of blood, capillary, and blood vessels that you have across all of your body. That's how things travel in the fascial system. So what yin yoga allows you to do is to pinpoint particular energy systems, particular blood flows, and by stretching in one position and holding that for 3 to 5 minutes, you create elasticity in your fascia. And fascia is phenomenal because it has something called hydrochloric acid, which sits in your joints in something called synovial fluid. So this property of hydrochloric acid is basically very elastic, but it's also full of collagen, so it's also super hard. But incredibly, when it's elasticated, the collagen is strengthened. So by stretching and holding that position and really just sinking into that position for 3 to 5 minutes and letting the whole body relax, you're creating this elasticity across the fascia. But what you're also doing is strengthening the collagen. So ultimately, you're making your whole body stronger and more adaptable just through the simple act of holding postures for 3 to 5 minutes and by slow, deep breathing and relaxing into the pose.